It's your all killer no filter weekly podcast. Hey, I'm Jocelyn Jaroge, your host, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Click podcast. TMC is a weekly podcast where each week we have amazing interactive conversations and stories in regards to relationships and self-development, as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your daily life to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to the Mindful Click. Hi guys, welcome to the Mindful Click podcast. I'm your host, Jocelyn Jaroge. And you know, as always, I'm bringing you something worth digesting. And today I would like to basically have a conversation with myself. Can we talk about being honest with someone from day one? Men. I'm even making this topic about men. Why would you pursue me, go through the trouble of pursuing me or trying to get to know me, knowing very well you don't have any plans, any sort of genuine interest in me? Because nowadays, men usually, actually it's not even nowadays, many men, they've been using that angle of, they want to get to know you, just so they can get in your pants. When women nowadays usually embrace truth and honesty, if you can tell me what you really want from day one, I will decide whether I want the same thing or not. I will be straight up with you. If I am not down to just have casual sex, I will not do it. But if I, on the other hand, feel I want that as well, at least momentarily, I will still let you know. By the end of the day, telling the truth and being honest on the onset makes you an integral person. It does not diminish your integrity. It doesn't diminish your dignity as a person. And it makes somebody want you rather more. But when you become shady after being nice in the beginning, and then like 4 weeks, you know, 1.5 months later or two, you start acting up and all of a sudden your consistency has dropped. You're no longer responding to my text the way you used to, and you're no longer complimenting me. You're no longer asking me out. You're just slowly trying to detach and basically ghost me. I don't get that. We're told women get attached easily, especially when you use a weakness. And to women, this is an open secret. Women have, the one weakness women have is the need for attention. The need for attention is what has gotten many women in such chaotic situations, and it's honestly sad. But when a man uses such an angle to win over a woman just for sex, that is manipulative and honestly so unfair. Because you make the woman want you genuinely and she'll be down for you. But in the end, at the back of this man's mind, he's like, I just want her for fun. I just want her as a casual aspect of my pleasure. Like, I don't even have any plans. I don't see anything ahead. And it leaves this woman so confused, in a position where she can't even pull herself out of it, because she's now starting to question her value. Because in a way, whether we as women like to admit it or not, when we get attached, we start showing weakness, vulnerability. We kind of tie down our value to somebody that we are into at that particular time. We all are like that, women. We just get attached. The ones who don't get attached necessarily are women who have developed that nerve in themselves to just separate the emotions whenever they're dealing with men. But even they can't hold on for forever. They cannot keep that up forever. At some point, they're women and they're bound to kind of be inclined to want you. I am just trying to think about how men look at women as objects. I can just do this with you and then I'll leave you and just go do my business as always. Like, nowadays, there's no value in people. You don't value what you see or what you end up getting. You just feel the need to pursue your own personal agendas and not really think about how the other person is affected by your actions, which is annoying, frankly annoying. But then again, what to do? I mean, that's the generation we're living in right now, where people value hookups. It's the hookup culture. They just want casual sex. They just want to hit and run. That is it. There isn't any genuine persuasion. There is nothing like that. Nowadays, people are just living in the moment of, I want this right now, which is not a bad thing. I mean, when you consider other aspects of life, living in the moment is perfect. Living in the moment is good and it's advisable. But when you look at the aspect of dating and relationships in a manner where somebody's trying to pursue you, or where a guy is interested in a chick and a chick is interested in a guy, they want to live in the moment of, I want you, there is this sexual attraction, let's satisfy that and then live each other's lives. There is no, what happened to the old version of dating, where a man would reach out to you, try to get to know you first, then after a couple of days he asks you out on a date, gets to know you, then after that he'll ask you on another day just to follow up, keep up with you, and after that then you can decide whether you want to now go to each other's houses to have sex or not. But nowadays it's, I know you today, tomorrow we're already sleeping together. There is no value for physical touch, the love language. There is no value for a person being in your life, in such a position in your life. Nowadays, I don't know. I can't even put a pin on it, because I don't even see how, well, I don't know where the disconnect came in. I don't know if it's because many people are so heartbroken that they no longer want to put, which I understand. I know right now there are many people who are heartbroken. But I don't understand how you're solving a problem by adding another problem to it. How are you trying to make good of a situation by using a bad strategy? You cannot. You can never win that battle. You cannot. You cannot make a right, make a wrong right by using another wrong. You cannot. But who is left to care? Honestly. Are there people who still care about genuine relationships, genuine trust and values like loyalty and respect? Are there people like that left in the world? Because honestly, what I've seen this year, what I've experienced for myself, there is nothing like that. And it's funny because in as much as I keep trying to avoid seeing the good anymore, because I just don't see the good anymore, I don't feel like there's any good left. My heart and who I am as a person makes me want to see that all the time. But then again, it comes biting me in the ass because, honey, it's not there anymore. And people don't value what is genuine nowadays. They just want to crush and destroy whatever good is left in people. And it's quite frankly scary, because we don't even know where this world is going. Look at the many breakups and divorces happening. There are also those relationships and marriages that are working, but those are two people who are choosing to work at it every single day. But those ones are the rare few. And I'm telling you, the world we're living in is just a scary place, especially when it comes to dealing with people. Trust is becoming a fragile narrative. I don't know. Guys, talk to me. What do you think?